For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. Canine parvovirus cases are climbing in parts of California and across the country. Some veterinary clinics are reporting 3 to 6 times their usual caseloads. Cap Radio's Greg Michek has more on what's driving the surge and how dog owners can protect their pooches.
Norman Robinson watches his 9-month-old Doberman, America, run with other dogs across the bark-covered grounds at Johnson Springview Park in Rockland.
Yeah, America the dog is healthy. She's very friendly, very social.
Robinson adopted her from the Sacramento SPCA and says he couldn't bring her here until she finished her vaccinations.
By getting them vaccinated, you're basically ensuring that your dog is safe and that other dogs that play with them are also safe.
Parvo is a highly contagious virus that attacks the intestines and immune systems of dogs, especially puppies. Dr. Sukhdeep Kaur is a veterinarian and owner of Rockland Ranch Veterinary Hospital. She says parvo can turn deadly, fast.
They get very, very sick, and these clinical signs progress very rapidly. I mean, overnight, the patient can get very, very sick and needs to be hospitalized.
In addition to adopting only from reputable sources, Dr. Kaur says the solution to keeping your puppy healthy is simple. Vaccinate.
Parvo or rabies or any disease, I can say, it could be 100% fatal, 100% preventable. So the choice is yours.
In Rockland, I'm Greg Michek.
The Trump administration is now demanding immigration data for all Medi-Cal recipients. Suzanne Potter with California News Service has the story.
The feds just sent a letter to Governor Gavin Newsom citing concern that undocumented immigrants may be receiving full-scope Medi-Cal and alleging fraud in home care and hospice programs. Last spring, California officials sought answers after the administration allegedly turned over some Medi-Cal data to immigration enforcement. Joan Anker with the Georgetown University Center for Children and Families says these moves, plus widespread ICE raids, mean undocumented parents may be too scared to bring their American-born children to the doctor.
Mixed status families are not going to want to be sharing any information with the government. These, in most cases, are citizen children who are eligible for Medicaid or CHIP. And that's what is known as the chilling effect.
1 in 4 American children lives in a mixed status family. In December, the Georgetown University Center for Children and Families submitted a public comment on the administration's new public charge rule, arguing that it gives the government virtually unlimited discretion to decide whether a prospective immigrant is likely to need social services, like Medi-Cal or CalFresh benefits, and reject asylum or citizenship applications on that basis. Alker says Georgetown estimates the number of children with health insurance could drop as much as 25% in the near future.
If we see the numbers rise when we get the data this fall and certainly next fall, we believe that the extraordinary campaign by the Trump administration to intimidate, deport, harass, and terrify immigrant families will be a main cause for that.
The administration is also moving on several fronts to cut federal funding. 2 weeks ago, they announced a review of federal funding to 14 states, all led by Democrats, including California. On January 6th, the feds moved to freeze $10 billion in child care grants in 5 blue states, including $5 million for California, citing concerns about fraud. California's attorney general sued, and a judge ordered the funds unfrozen. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.
To honor the anniversary of civil rights icon Rosa Parks' birth, the Riverside Transit Agency will offer free rides today on all local, CommuterLink, and Go Micro buses. The then 42-year-old Parks refused to give up her seat on a Montgomery, Alabama bus in 1955, sparking the Montgomery bus boycott that ultimately helped lead to desegregated public transit. The RTA will also save the first seat on each bus in honor of Parks. This has been the Midday Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.